Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Joyce Burgess. She and her husband helped found something called the National Black Home Educators, which is a resource network essentially bringing homeschooling to a wider variety of African Americans. Joyce, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jerry, for having me.
Sure. All right. So first of all, I understand you are a homeschool mother where you have taught five children, that is, and you're also an advisor and lecturer. Why did you and your husband, Eric, see a need way back when to basically found this organization?
Well, after my husband and I toured the country for years and years, and we only saw maybe a few African Americans at conferences or at used book sales, we just began to think, wow, wouldn't it be nice if there was an organization that featured speakers, that featured a wider array of African American books and music and films that support the family structure, the values that families find important, as well as our faith in God. And so we just decided that the National Black Home Educators was the ideal thing to start. That way we can let African Americans know that we do this, that homeschooling applies to you, that actually what we're doing is going back to our roots, simply because during Frederick Douglass and George Washington Carver's days, and, you know, it was self-educated or it was homeschooled. So that's why we saw the need, you know, more than anything, just to give black families that support they needed in this new venture, because, you know, homeschooling was always considered a white flight thing. And, of course, you know, that may be the case in some instances, but we were not concerned about that aspect of starting an organization. We started the organization because we wanted black families to know that they are the only ones with a vested interest in their children's education, and for the good or for the bad of it, education will prove successful for children.
Well, you know, let's back up and talk about homeschooling itself. Why is that a good thing?
Homeschooling is amazing in so many ways, simply because if your family and you're a wise and loving family and you want your children to grow up with, you know, your traditional values, with strong character traits, with strong faith in God, and give them an excellent education, a one-on-one, face-to-face, concentrated form of education, inch by inch, precept upon precept, homeschooling is just the best way to do that, simply because children learn differently. I have five children, and every last one of those children learned differently. So I was able to customize, personalize the education of my children based upon their creative needs, based upon their particular talents or their particular style of learning. So that's why homeschooling is just so good. And plus, homeschooling is just amazing for families in general. It brings family togetherness. It grows positive socialization among siblings, as well as it gives us opportunity, like if a child has a specific talent. You know, one of our children, you know, was just really great at piano since he was 8 years old. And so it gave him an opportunity to learn the piano, of course, take lessons, and then start a business when he was 12 years old.
Oh, wow.
He was an entrepreneur. Even, you know, he's been an entrepreneur since he was 12 years old. And now he has this amazing piano studio in our city where we see where homeschooling is just growing, because more and more moms are seeing that, you know what, my child can have his or her own business. You know, I've seen so many of my family members that have gone to college, gotten their degrees, and definitely not knocking that, because I am getting ready to go back to college myself simply because I want to. But I've seen so many of my family and friends have these degrees, but yet they don't know what they're going to do with it.
Yeah.
So therefore, homeschooling provides such an opportunity for entrepreneurship, especially in this technology world that we live in. So it's just beautiful to see how families are discovering the many, many aspects of homeschooling that they can just take and run with.
And is there some way in which, you were mentioning earlier the African-American heritage, there's, I can think of Booker T. Washington. I can think of George Washington Carver, whom you mentioned. But also there's a fellow named James Weldon Johnson, who wrote a book of Christian poems. He is the one who wrote the song called Lift Every Voice. And some of those Christian poems are really great. There's one that's a funeral sermon called Go Down Death. It's one of the finest things I've ever read to help comfort people. In fact, I remember sharing that with D. James Kennedy, and he used it one time in one of his national messages, Go Down Death by James Weldon Johnson. But anyway, there's a kind of a rediscovery that people can make in those homeschool classes or the writings of Frederick Douglass and so forth.
Absolutely. You know, Condoleezza Rice, it has been said, and I really want to, you know, emphasize the word that it has been said, and from some of the books that I've read, that her mom gave her some level of homeschooling. And, you know, we love to, you know, talk about the many African-Americans who were homeschooled, like Serena and Venus Williams were homeschooled to some extent. It has been said that Beyonce was homeschooled, and, of course, Jada and Will Smith have homeschooled their children. You know, for many, many reasons, Black families find that homeschooling works best, specifically because they can take it on the road. You know, I have military families that are a part of the National Black Home Educators simply because homeschooling is very convenient for African Americans. And to be honest with you, it is going to be the flagship of education in this country on so many areas. Specifically, as we go in more and more into the digital technology aspect of everything, and then of course with entrepreneurship and bringing the old apprenticeship back into our country globally. So where Black families are concerned, homeschooling is taking off. You know, there are 2.8 million homeschool families across the country, and it has been said that, according to the Dr. Brian Ray, that maybe 20% of those are African-American families, meaning possibly have about 300,000 African-American families who are homeschooling today, and that is growing because the National Black Home Educators, our organization, we are growing. And we want Blacks to know, Black families to know, that homeschooling applies to you.
Now, and one of the things, too, by the way, that, you know, for those who wish it, Jesus and the Bible fit in well with homeschooling. Again, for those who desire that, I would imagine in your case, being a committed Christian, that was such.
Where African-American homeschooling is concerned, I was thinking about one of my basis and my foundations, one of my scriptures, my biblical scriptures for teaching my children was. And I think this scripture is found in Isaiah. It said that the child was fed butter and whey so that he will know how to choose the good and refuse the evil. And of course, they were talking about the child Jesus. Nowadays, Jerry, our children have so few options. So it's like all they know is the bad. And I think it is very irresponsible of us as adults to not give our children the excellent as well, so that they will know how to choose when they come up to that accountable age. They will know how to choose the good and refuse the evil, and it can be done. I've seen it not just in my family, but I've seen it in many, many families who have chosen to homeschool their children. And so that was one of our biblical scriptures that we use to, you know, the basis for how we chose the activities our children participated in, how we chose the curriculum, how we chose the church that we were a part of as well, how we chose pretty much everything that we did was it had to be excellent. Matter of fact, my school under the National Black Home Educators umbrella is called the Most Excellent Way Academy, simply because I want to give my children an opportunity to choose the good and refuse the evil.
Mm, excellent. And that's based, I assume, in the Baton Rouge area. By the way, you had mentioned 2.8 million families participating in homeschooling. Would that mean 2.8 million children that are being home educated, or do you mean 2.8 million families, in which case it would probably be far more number of students, but I don't know.
I want to say that that's 2.8 million children.
Okay.
However, Dr. Brian Ray of the National Educational Research Institute would have those specific numbers, or you can maybe Google it or something, but I want to say I think it's 2.8, and that may have increased by then.
Sure.
But I want to say it's 2.8 million children who are being homeschooled today.
Yeah, that's amazing. By the way, after Parkland and some of the other recent public school shootings, I saw a news item. I didn't read the details, but I saw just a headline saying that there's been a spike in interest in homeschooling because, unfortunately, some of the schools are just not even safe. You know, not only did they throw God out 30, 40 years ago, now we're dealing with the consequences of it. And not only do the kids not learn in many cases, but it's unsafe to even have them be there.
Absolutely. And we have seen our organization, the National Black Home Educators, we've seen it grow over the last several months simply because, you know, parents just do not feel that their children are safe in those environments. Mm. And that's very, very sad because if a mom gets up, get her child ready for school, the child is having breakfast, they're finding their clothes, they're getting their books for the day, and then the child goes to school. And guess what, Jerry? Heart-wrenching news that there's a shooting at your child's school.
Yeah.
And perhaps your child is one of the children who's down. That is a gut-wrenching feeling that I wish no parent will have to ever feel. But yet, many of our families have experienced that because of them not feeling, you know, that their children are not safe in schools.
Sure.
And so we are grateful, like I said, going back again to options. Families need options. There's so many ways that families can homeschool and not feel intimidated because the education of their children rests in their responsibility. And, I want to say to parents, too, let's stop abdicating. Let's stop abdicating the responsibility of our treasures, our precious children, to people who really have no vested interest in our children. They're just numbers.
Let me ask you a question. All right, let's say there's a grandparent listening to this, and they live in Chicago. Their children live... their grandchildren, rather, live with them. The mother's out, the father's gone, you know, et cetera. Could she be a homeschooling parent? I mean, could she take the child out of the public school and teach that child at home? And by the way, we have 45 seconds left. Go ahead.
If that grandparent is a guardian, if she has legal rights of that child, absolutely.
Really?
And if she feels intimidated that she cannot homeschool this child, there are support groups in the Chicago area. There are support groups in just about every city and state that if you feel inadequate to homeschool your child, there are people who will homeschool your children for you, just like me. I homeschool other families' children.
Oh, wow.
And it's my honor to do it. So single moms, single dads, homeschooling is so sophisticated now, and the National Black Home Educators will help you find the support you need.
All right,
to
good.
Homeschool your child.
Let me give this website for more information. It is www.nbhe.net. Joyce Burgess, thanks so much for joining us. God bless you, Joyce. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Okay, bye-bye now.